Okay, let's begin. Straighten your spine and neck long and shoulders are relaxed. Elbows are relaxed and hands are on your lap. Softly, gently close your physical eyes and let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head. The line reaches the top and it's coming down through the center of your head, neck, and spine. Reaches at base and the line is still going down and down and down into the ground. And if you can, please observe the line finally reaches the very center of our planet. So use your imagination. Look at this long straight line penetrating you. By this line, you are firmly grounded. And by observing this line, your mind eye is wide open to all directions, meaning you start sensing the space around you. There was the air around you till a few seconds ago, but now you might feel something else too. Maybe not. You just continue to imagine a long straight line. And from here, let's bring our consciousness onto our breathing. A tiny amount of air coming in and out through your nostrils or mouth. Let's observe the breathing a little bit longer today and see how long you can be still. Observing the breathing without any controlling is a very basic of the meditation. And everybody finds that it's so boring. So it's so boring, then so many mind chatters came out in your mind. And you might be caught by this thought and that thought. So do you know the reason why it's so boring and you tend to be caught by a thought. It's not related with a boring. There is a fear. Boring is just a word of the quote, quoting of the fear. As a matter of fact, we have fear to touch our mind, to touch our spirit, to touch our light, greatness, limitlessness, and perfection. Yes, indeed, observing the breathing is a great doorway to your spirit. So even though you feel it's boring, and even though you found so many thoughts in your mind, don't separate from your breathing. Be still. Observe the breathing and observe in your mind. Look at inward. Then you find a space. Now slowly bring your consciousness on to God's breathing. So imagine God is in front of you and God is breathing. Now God exhales and his breath is coming to you directly and entering your body, your space. And God inhales and his breath is coming out through your nostrils or mouth. So God's exhalation is your inhalation. God's inhalation is your exhalation. So receive God's breath. God is exhaling and his breath, his peace, his love, and his abundance is coming to you. And God inhales your appreciation and gratitude coming to God. God exhales again his perfection and harmony and passion and compassion is coming to you. Your mind is now fulfilled with these qualities. And God inhales, his breath is coming out gently with your appreciation and gratitude. God exhales, his safety, certainty, stability is coming. And God inhales, his breath is coming out. God exhales, his joy and playfulness is coming. And God inhales your appreciation and gratitude is coming to him. One more time. God exhales, his trust is coming to you. And hold that breath. God's word is resonating in your space. I trust you, I trust you, I trust you. Add your name after that, God's word. God say, I trust you, and your name. Then God inhales, his breath is out with your word. I trust you. Thank you. I trust you. Thank you. And now, coming back to normal breathing and relaxed, feeling all qualities you as a life in God's breathing. You are love in God's breathing. You are protected completely, perfectly. You are safe. And every single moment is a big possibility and opportunity to extend, express these qualities in you. Now let's use playfulness. Imagine the beautiful flower in front of you. Look at closely and carefully the petals. What kind of color? What kind of shape? How many petals? It might be your favorite flower or imaginary flower. So as you look at it, you love it more. You feel the life of the flower. You feel love of the flower. And you notice the flower is under the grace of God. The flower is a creation of God. Also, this flower is creation of you. You created this flower right now in your mind. You are co-creator. God is a creator and you are a creator. Cooperated to work with God. This flower is so beautiful. So please smell. Smell and actually feel the aroma. Then now it's a time to observe the stem. So observe carefully, closely the stem of the flower. The stem from the ground or a stem is in the base. And now you notice that the flower is, the number of flower is all of a sudden increasing. 2, 3, 4, 5. More and more same flowers appeared. And you are surrounded by these flowers. And feel it, and smell it. Remember these numerous amount of flowers are co-creations by God and you. When you create something with God, how you can do it with anger or attack thought? Of course you created this flower, these flowers with love and gentleness, softness. So now, over these flowers, somebody is approaching to you, and the person appeared in front of you among the flowers. Who is it? You can give one flower to this person. This is yours. And observe the face and expression of the person. And from somewhere, second person appeared, and you give the flower to that person. Then observe the expression of that person. Now you call all the people. Just say, please come. The flower is waiting for you. And feel that so many people came and everyone get the one flower. Feel the energy. What kind of energy was born around you? When you give some to some, give you some gift to somebody, knowing you are giving the gift to everyone of sound God. You notice you are also included. Son of God is one. If you give something to Son of God, you are included. That's why giving and receiving are one. So So you gave all flowers to all. You gave the beautiful co-created flowers to all. So now it's yours too. Stay with this sight few more seconds. Beautiful flowers and all the children of God. They are actually one son of God. And let's keep such kind of mind all the time. Keep flowers in your mind. Keep this beautiful gift in your mind. And whenever you see somebody, you can give flowers one by one in your mind. And experience of oneness. Experience joining and wholeness. So in your mind, there is nothing to fear. As long as you have such flowers in your mind, there is nothing to fear. And if you don't have any fear in your mind, you don't need to perceive any fear. So let's have a fearless week by keeping this sight together. This is from A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson number 49. There is nothing to fear. So now slowly Bring back your consciousness onto the long straight line penetrating you. And remember, you are firmly grounded. Then slowly put your head down and come out of meditation, please.
If it's your first time for hearing, please fill your name, birthday.